Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. An email from Pastor Gina. We were talking about Canadians and the trouble they're in financially, 48% of our population. Within $200 of not being able to pay bills, $200, and 30% of the population nationally, Sean Simpson from Ipsos telling us, by the time Canadians get to the end of the month, there's no more money left. Nothing, zero. The cupboard is bare. 30% of the population. And so we're asking for examples of how this reality is affecting folks, and got some calls, and it's scary, including Karen. You may recall her call. We'll play the clip back for you, played it back last hour, and play it again for you going forward. But I received this email from Pastor Gina. Roy, I operate a food bank, and let me say, it is worse than you can imagine. Families are struggling. Seniors are suffering. No one is spending more net on movies. That had been brought up. Pastor Gina Torres, The Sharing Place. So we'll see if we can touch base with Pastor Torres. It's rough, 48% of the population within $200 of not being able to pay their bills. And it's not because they don't want to pay their bills. They can't pay them because there's no money left at the end of the tax cycle. Global News headline, Guelph man now facing terrorism charges. 22-year-old Ikar Mao is facing two criminal charges, participating in the activities of a terrorist group and leaving Canada to join a terrorist group. Rachel Brown joins us, national online journalist and politics reporter for Global News. It was her story. Rachel, thank you for the time. And who is this Ikar Mao? Who is he?
So, Roy, there's not a lot that we know about Ikar beyond what we can say sort of preliminarily out of court, because there's a lot that's under a publication ban right now. So unfortunately, the details in general that we know about Ikar Mao are scant, but then also what we can say based on what we've seen based on court documents, we actually can't say that much for the time being. But what we can say is that Ikar Mao is 22, and he and his wife left Canada for Turkey this summer, and they were detained by Turkish authorities and stood trial there on allegations that they were trying to join the Islamic State. They were let go and returned to Canada in October, and last month Ikar was arrested initially on a peace bond, not criminal charges, by the RCMP, and yesterday he was charged with those two terrorism offenses, participating and trying to leave Canada to join the Islamic State.
I find it interesting that the publication ban was put in place, so obviously we can't talk about it, but this is a story that is generating a lot of interest and a lot of curiosity, and no doubt there'll be more of it going forward. Is it rare for terrorism charges, actual terrorism charges, to be laid in Canada, Rachel?
Yes, terrorism charges are not that common. The RCMP doesn't lay them on a regular basis. The most recent example we saw was earlier this year when the RCMP laid terrorism-related charges against a youth in Kingston, pending an investigation there. And other than that, we really don't see them all too often. They carry pretty severe penalties depending on the charge. So Mao is facing up to 10 years in prison per charge. So like the Crown prosecutor said outside court yesterday, these are significant charges. When someone is charged with terrorism, it's obviously very significant.
Mm-hmm. And the Crown attorney spoke to the media, but the defense lawyer didn't.
Yes, throughout this entire process, going back to when the peace bond was being pursued against Ikar Mao, which has now been dropped in favor of the official formal terrorism charges, his lawyers weren't speaking or providing any comment to media. And the same went yesterday when his lawyer was leaving the courtroom. She declined to comment. And it's I guess, not so uncommon for defense lawyers, especially at this early stage, to not comment to media. This is so early in the process.
Well, it's a fascinating story, and I'm sure we'll learn a lot more as the days and months go forward. Thank you for joining us, Rachel. Thanks.
Thanks, Roy. Take care.
Bye-bye. Rachel Brown from Global News on the story of Ikar Mao as much as we're allowed by a court decision to share with you. Rachel is national online journalist and politics reporter with Global News. If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.